Okay, here we go. Parshat Vayishlach, part two, or version two. Here we go. In Lamed Bet Yud Aleph, again, we were talking about how Yaakov is splitting off his camp. He's making a lot of interesting strategy moves to protect himself from Esav. And one of his moves, one of the important moves in Judaism, is to pray to God. So he says like this, Lamed Bet Yud Aleph, Katonti mikol ha-chasidim u-mikol ha-emes. I am small, cut, like from the word katan, from all the chesed and all the emet, that asher asita et avdecha, that you have done with your servant, right? And he describes, what's the chesed? Ki b'makli avarti et ha-yarden hazeh, with my staff I crossed over this yarden. Ve'ata yita l'shnei machanot, and now I'm split into two. Hatzileni nam yad, and despite that, it sounds like, despite the fact that I'm so small, whatever that means, we don't know yet. Save me now from the hand of my brother, from Esav. Ki arei anochi oto pen yavo ve'ikani im avanim. Because I'm afraid that he's going to come and strike mother upon child. He's going to be especially cruel, as Shadal says on that. That he's going to even, you know, we don't even kill a mother cow and its young, its calf, on the same day. We don't do that. And it would be especially cruel for you to do that to a human, you know, if we don't do that to the animals. And he's afraid that that's going to be what Esav is going to do. Okay, so what is that word katonti? Rashi says that he used up his merits. Very good. Nisma'atu, he's like become lessened. Zichuyoti, of my, or my, Zechuya, my merits have become lessened. Because of what? I used up the bank. I already got so much chesed already. Lekach ani yarei, shema misha heftachtani, niskal kal ti bechet. I'm afraid that if I do one sin, I'm going to like use up all my my points, or I'm going to go into minus, and then you're not going to protect me. So this is very difficult. I mean, like on a bunch of different levels. Although this seems to be like, you know, the Chazal view of how we are protected in this world is that we gain points, we have a bank, and we can use it up in this world. The Ramban points out that this is very difficult in terms of the grammar, I think he has a problem with. And also the problem is, like, what's the point of God promising he's going to protect Yaakov if it's just Yaakov can sin once and boom, everything is out the window? It's kind of, you know, what's the point of a promise that he's going to be protected if it's like based on the point system? He understands it as I am unworthy. I don't deserve all the chesed that you gave to me. It's amazing stuff. You gave me so much chesed. So what does Shadal say? Katunti mikol chasadim. This is in Shadal. Here we go. Harizo hakdama l'tfilato. This is actually an introduction to his tefillah, right? He's not actually asking for anything yet. He's just saying, kilomar harbe yoter midai hitavtali. You gave me so much good. Similar to the Ramban. Uma yosef avdechal edaber. What more can I say? What more can I ask for? That's how Shadal understands the sentence. I am unworthy, you gave me so much of, you know, that I didn't deserve. What more can I ask for? It doesn't seem right. But nevertheless, this is how he's reading Yaakov's words. Nevertheless, Yaakov says, I need to come back to you and to bother you. That you should save me from the hand of Esav. Okay, so that's one understanding. O tamo, or maybe he's saying like this. Hine ata hifleta chasdecha imi. Uma yo'il koze im yavo Esav yakeni. It might be, Shadal says, maybe what he's saying is, you gave me so much, maybe even more than I deserved. If Esav kills me now, then what was the point of you giving me all of that? You gave me all these riches and all these children and all these wives and this happy life or semi-happy life that I have right now. And yet, if Esav kills me, it will have been for nothing. What would be the point of that? That's the argument he makes to God. That's why you should save me now, because you gave me more than I deserve. That indicates that you want me to live, but I can't see how that's going to happen if Esav catches up to me. That's how Shadal understands it. Very fascinating. He seems to be going against Rashi's understanding, right? Rashi has it as like, you know, the great spiritual bank, and Shadal reads it just pshat, with all the words on the page. What does it mean? Very interesting stuff. That's one comment. And another time that he goes right up against Rashi, it says, Chaf Gimel. This is Lamed Bet Chaf Gimel. Vayakam Balailahu. And he gets up that night. Vayikach et shtei nashav. And he takes his two wives, Rachel and Leah. Vayet shtei shivchotav, Bila and Zilpah. Vayet achad asar yaldav. And 11 children. Vayavor et ma'avar yabok. And he crosses over the Yabok River. What's the other child? How many children does he have so far?
Yeah,
11. Well, we just named 11 here. He actually has 12. He has 11 of the Shvatim. What? Dina is also born. Rashi says like this. V'dina heichan haita. Where was Dina? Nitnat b'teva. She was put into a box and it was locked. Why? He knew that Esav would catch up to him. And what he was afraid of is that what? Esav would see Dina and want her. To prevent that from happening, put her in a box. What was the reason for that? So not only was it that he was afraid that he, you know, Esav would take his niece, basically, but Rashi goes on. He says, actually, that was a bad thing that Yaakov did. Yaakov was punished for doing this. It could have been that had Dina got married to Esav, Esav would have become a good person. And the entire, like, descendants, Edom and everybody who descended from Esav would never have happened. Amalek, you know, all of these people.
But at this point, Esav already has so many wives, no?
Yeah, but let's say he was Chozer B'tshuva. Wouldn't he have an effect on all of his children and all of his wives and everybody like that? Or would have separated from them? Whatever it is. What ended up happening is that Dina got raped by Shechem instead. Which is interesting, like that we call it the punishment of Yaakov. I'm not getting into that. But it's a very fascinating Rashi because it's assuming that you are obligated to put yourself or put your children in harm's way to if it could have good on someone else. It's a very strange thing. I'm sure people in Kiruv would love this Rashi because people in Kiruv are putting themselves in spiritual harm all the time. They have people over who have very different beliefs. I'm thinking of like on college campuses and stuff. The other thing is like, why is Yaakov punished? Wouldn't it be that he's saving her? He's saving her. So you should be rewarded for that. That he thought ahead and made sure that his daughter would not get punished, wouldn't get hurt by Esav, you would think. I saw that the Bar Nura was commentary on the Torah. It was also often a commentary on Rashi. Has an answer here. You can look at that. Okay. So, what does Shadal say? What does that mean? Where is Dina? By the way, the Sifsei Chacham asks an interesting question as well.
Sifsei Chacham. Yeah, that doesn't make sense because brought the box, no?
Yeah, that's a funny, like, you have to imagine the box is like, oh, that's just our stuff or something like that. But, and also, what was Dina, like, thinking? But the 11 children, right? 11 children. So the Sifsei Chacham says, how do we know that it was Dina who is the missing child? Why? It doesn't name the children. It could have just as easily been any of the other ones.
Why would it easily have been the other ones?
It could have been Yosef. It could have been Yehuda. It could have been Reuven. I'm saying what makes it... Okay, so your answer is...
Why it was Dina.
Why was it Dina?
Because Esau's not going to marry Yosef.
No, hold on a second. The question creates the answer. The answer doesn't exist, and then the question comes.
Okay.
Right? I assume. Now, you could be correct in your understanding that they already knew the answer, which is that Dina was not there in order so that Esav wouldn't, you know, or she was hiding out so that Esav wouldn't see her. And they knew that piece so that they can answer this question, which is the 11 children question. It could be it works backwards like that. But let's assume it works forwards, that Rashi has this problem. Where are the 11? Where's the 12th child? Now, what's the 12th child? It must be Dina. But why? It could have just as easily been any of the other children. So I saw that there's like pretty interesting answers, like
yeah, that the 11 sons can be viewed as sort of a separate unit from
That's true. There's 11 boys and one girl. Now, if you say that he took his 11 children, there's a pretty good chance, or rather, it's like that the 11 unit, the 11 set, which is the boys, makes sense over saying it was 10 boys, one girl, and one of the boys was missing. Okay, fine. What does Shaddai say? Using the same language as Rashi's question, doesn't name Rashi. Nearly, says Shaddai, it seems to me, the daughters went with their mothers. Meaning it says that he took his two wives and his shechot and his 11 children. But if maybe the daughters are just not named in the pasuk, they went with their mothers. They're part of the mother groups. So the sons are separate from the mothers. That makes sense. That is what Shaddai suggests. So we're left with two Shaddais. Very interesting. Going straight up against Rashi, which is, you know, par for the course. The first one having to do with Katonti. What does Katonti mean? And the second one having to do with where is Dina? And apparently Shaddai is also concerned with that question. He just can say on a pshat level, she's not in a box, you know. It doesn't say that anywhere in the Pesukim. And Yaakov is not punished for that, but rather, where is she? She's just with her mother, and that's included in the Pesuk. Does that happen elsewhere in Tanakh? I don't know. Shaddai doesn't go on with this, but if you guys find that this might be answer other questions within Tanakh of where the daughters are they included with the mother in account, that would be interesting. Okay, I don't know. Left off of the question here. But two shot answers from Shaddai. Shkoyach.